a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Greet our internet listeners and remind everybody to turn off their electronic devices. There will be a penalty if they do go off. Secretary will please call the roll.
Representatives Bruner. Here. Craig is excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hawks.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Quam.
Here.
Rosen. Shane Fish.
Here.
Soli.
Here.
Tolson.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Consett.
Here.
We have a quorum.
The members-elect present. The chair will now entertain a motion on the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Quam, seconded by Representative Heineman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Would the pages please come up and give us introductions of yourself and where you're headed?
I'm Jack Brown. I'm from Vermilion, and I'm going to go to the University of Kansas next year.
I'm Jessica Brady. I'm from Vermilion, and I'm going to UNLV for hospitality.
I'm Shanda Gill from Winter, and I'm going to ABC for animal behavior.
Well, thank you for your service. All testifiers, please make sure that you sign in. And any handouts will be distributed by the pages. Seeing that, we will take up the deferred action on Senate Bill 111. Senator.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Scott Parsley, Senator, District 8, Lake Moody, Minor, and Sanborn Counties. I appreciate the committee's indulgence. We had a little communication gap last week, and I was didn't get up here to provide testimony. I understand that Representative Wollman did yeoman's job. There were a couple of things that I wanted to add. For everyone's edification, this is the bill that would eliminate the section of the code that would pull the absentee or the votes that have been cast prior to election out of the pile if the voter has passed away prior to the election. I know Representative Wollman talked to you about the Military and Overseas Empowerment Act that was passed in 2008 that put into place 45 days before the election. We open our, we have our ability to vote to have offered that to our citizens. As a couple of three or four points that I wanted to make. These folks who have voted legally. They did not. There was no illegal voting. I know there's been some blogging about folks who that were counting dead people's votes, and I really think that's an insult to the people. These are citizens who took advantage of the opportunity 45 days or sometime in that area prior to the election to cast their votes. No intention, obviously, on their part that they were going to not be around on the election day. But there's also an inconsistency within the state county offices in pulling those ballots. And in fact, if you look at the current law, it even anticipates that, and it ends with saying that upon the reason unopened by reason of death voters to the person in charge of the election. The casting of such ballots, however, shall not invalidate, the counting of such ballots shall not invalidate the election. And what often happens is that someone will pass away, and if they passed away in some form of an unusual circumstance, maybe they're home alone or something, and there is a delay in the coroner's report or in the death certificate because the coroner is doing his due diligence of making sure that everything was all right in that death, those death certificates may not get filed in a timely manner, so that ballot would not get pulled. So now we have an inequity. We have some people who have voted who died on the 19th or 20th of September this last year. Their ballot got pulled. Somebody died on the 30th of October. Their ballot may not have gotten pulled. So for those reasons, and because people have voted legally, and for these people, this may have been their last civic duty that they performed prior to their death. I believe it's important that we honor that vote that they made. They won't be voting in another election after this particular election, that we honor that vote and we remove this section of our code, and any ballot that is cast once we have allowed for voting will be counted in that election. So with that, Madam Chair, I would stand by for any questions, and I again thank you for your indulgence in being able to come back today.
Thank you, Senator. Sorry about that snafu. That was the chair's fault at this time. The chair feels that this bill has been giving its due hearing, so the chair will entertain a motion. Representative Soli?
I move to pass.
Okay. It's been moved by Representative Soli, seconded by Representative Hawks. Any discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And grateful to Representative Parsley for coming up to add some things. I spoke for this last week. I won't reiterate that. I think the point made this morning is helpful, that these are legal votes, and the inconsistencies in carrying out the procedure of either pulling votes or not pulling them out makes this very, very unfair. As it stands now, I would strongly support it. I think it would correct a problem that we have and honor the voting process. Thank you.
The question is hand and hand.
I think Bruner's got a question. He wants to make a statement.
Okay, we're going to plow this road again. Let's go.
Madam Chair, I'd offer a substitute motion, defer to the 41st day.
Second.
It's been substitute motions moved to the 41st day. Representative Bruner, seconded by Representative Heineman. Comments?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Well, I appreciate Senator being here and telling us the true intents of his bill. The fact is that these votes are not cast until Election Day. We don't have early voting. We have absentee voting. And I just feel that the way the law is now hasn't been a problem. I think that the perceived inequities really aren't there. I know the Secretary of State's office polled auditor's offices and whatnot, and found very few that actually were pulled, and no problems in doing that. So I would just ask we defeat this bill. I don't see any need for it, and would just ask that we support the deferral to the 41st day. Thank you.
The motion at hand, Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, agree with the previous speaker. And this personally came up in my campaign because my mother's 100, and I did not know whether she was, she's in a nursing home. So I was faced with the issue of if she voted absentee early and died, that people would be able to say that you counted your mother's vote. And I didn't feel that was appropriate, so I waited till the last minute to have an absentee taken up to her. And I appreciate the senator's efforts in trying to get this changed, but I think he pointed out also that it does not invalidate any election, so that there potentially could be people that have died that their vote would be counted. But I think that I don't want to go on record for the state of South Dakota saying that we do count dead people's votes, which technically, if you look at it, that's what it says. But and I appreciate the senator's efforts. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the question is at hand is moved to the 41st day on Senate Bill 111. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bruner.
Aye.
Craig is excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hawks.
No.
Heineman.
Aye.
Marty.
No.
Qualm.
Aye.
Rosem.
No.
Shane Fish.
No.
Soli.
No.
Tolson?
No.
Otten?
No.
Consett?
No.
We have four yay, eight nay, and one excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So the chair will now defer to the previous motion, do pass on Senate Bill 111. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Bruner?
No.
Craig is excused. Greenfield?
No.
Hawks?
Aye.
Heineman?
No.
Marty?
Aye. Can I take that back?
Yes.
No. Qualm?
No.
Rosen?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Konzik?
Aye.
One, two, three, four. Seven yay, five nay, and one excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 111, having received a majority of the vote from the members present, passes. The chair will now take up Senate Bill 124, and just to let the committee know, we will be moving 126 to the bottom after 161. Senate Bill 124 revised the requirements for a petition for a minor boundary change. Welcome, Senator.
Good morning. I don't know if I've ever been to House local government before, even when I was served in the House for 6 years. So thank you, and I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you today. Senate Bill 124 is, I hate to say it, a really simple bill, but absolutely and completely necessary. And I'll walk through kind of what happened this summer at the West Central School District and what happened with some minor boundary changes. This does not talk about anything more complicated than the process of going through the minor boundary change in the petition process. We are not talking about moving boundary bills. We're not talking about all of the things that go with talking about money and move in, talking about capital outlay and general fund and how you value property. We're only going to talk about the process that you go through in order to determine whether the school board works through the process of accepting a minor boundary change. So what happened this summer, West Central, actually after we left session, West Central was submitted, a developer around the Sioux Falls area submitted a petition to the West Central School District over this in April, and it was incomplete. The school board didn't know, does their 60 days to process the petition start when they got the original petition, or does it start when they get all of the data from the petition, the complete petition? So without going through a nice big lawsuit to figure this one out, because really the attorneys all said, you either go to a lawsuit, either you don't do 60 days from the initial and you go through a lawsuit, or you wait and you just see what happens. Anyway, we decided, and West Central School Board decided, they were just going to make and do an action with using the original petition date. So they acted within 90 days before they had all of the data. So walking through the timeline, April, they were given an incomplete petition for boundary change. They were given the final information and maps for the petition change in June, and they acted at the end of June, like June 18th, and they acted within that 60 days of April. So they had a week or a week and a half before the end of that initial 60 days to act once they finally got the map. Which was, that's kind of the big part of boundary when you talk about boundary changes in school boards. So they had a week, and you kind of compound the problem. We had a school board change too. We had a school board election, so new people on the board. So the people who got the original 60-day filing, new people were taking the oath in June. They finally got the petition, completed packet, and then had to act within 7 or 10 days. So what this bill does is it clarifies the 60-day time period of when the clock starts from the final. So it doesn't matter how many times you amend the petition. It simply says once the final petition application is submitted to the school board, they now get to start the clock of 60 days. So the attorneys and the school boards all are on the same page when it comes to when that 60-day starts. That would alleviate some consternation, I know, at the school district area around the Sioux Falls area, and helps to clarify the system. So just, it's a long bill, but really it only talks about the final plan of detachment and annexation in the petition process of the school board. I do want to call your attention to Section 5. That is a brand new section, and it just really narrows it down to minor boundary change must be final with no amendments, additions, or deletions, and it talks just about the 60 days. So really simple bill, and I'd appreciate your support on Senate Bill 124. So thank you very much, and I'll turn it over to further proponents.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 124. Welcome, Representative.
Madam Chair, fellow members, don't have a whole lot to add to this. Senator Peters did a fine job of explaining the issue that is at hand and how this fixes it. I will just say, though, you know, this only makes sense to me. You know, we passed House Bill 1071 last year dealing with some boundary changes, and I think that was a good change there. But with anything, you know, we always need to clarify a few items here and there. And I would think the intent of state law would be that if you're having to submit a petition for a minor boundary change, that we're going to be utilizing the final plan and not a preliminary plan. Doesn't make much sense to submit a plan up front and say we're going to do this in the tile or whatever and then come back over the next month or two and keep changing pieces and parts and changing the map. And I just don't think that's the intent of state law. So I think this does a good job of clarifying things that we're just going to be utilizing the final plan and moving forward on with that information. Thank you. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further testimony on Senate Bill 124. Proponent testimony, Senate Bill 124. Seeing none, we will take opponent testimony to Senate Bill 124. Opponent testimony, Senate Bill 124. Seeing none, I will waive the rebuttal and I will open up for committee questions. No questions. At this time, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 124 and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Representative Hawks.
Madam Chair, thank you. I would move to pass.
Does she have a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Hawks, seconded by Representative Greenfield. Do pass on Senate Bill 124. Any discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would say that this is a very personal situation for me, being a parent, a teacher, and a patron of the West Central School District. We're looking at a $294,000 price tag on the tax base. That would be the tax dollars that would come into the school district from this minor boundary change that's coming into West Central. And so I would like to see us clarify these rules so that we can help out these small school districts who are losing serious tax base. That's a fifth of our budget. So I would very much encourage you to please support this.
Further discussion? Representative Greenfield?
I think it's a good bill. I think it's very worthy that we pass this. It looks to me like it's very specific, and it lets schools know that everybody's on the same page with it. So I would also recommend that we pass this along.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion at hand is do pass on Senate Bill 124. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Please call the roll.
Representatives Bruner. Craig is excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Rosem.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Tulson.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye. Senate Bill 124, having received a majority of the vote from the members present, passes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Greenfield.
I move that we move consent.
Does she have a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Greenfield, seconded by Representative Hawks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Senate Bill 124 moves consent. Like I said, we're going to take the bills out of order. I know we have some people here to testify on Senate Bill 161, so the chair will now open up proponent testimony on Senate Bill 161. Please make sure that you've signed in. Good morning. Push the green button.
I'm Hadley Jordy from Vienna.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to be able to do fireworks after the 4th of July. I like to chase parachutes. My cousins aren't always, I like to do it with my cousins, and my cousins aren't always here on the 4th of July. You still get nice nights after the 4th of July. I like to light them off. We want to be able to do them on anniversaries. and fireworks are fun.
Well, thank you for coming to the Capitol today. That's the most convincing testimony I've heard. Welcome, sir. Would you wish to testify?
I'm Roy Jurdy. I'm Hadley's dad, and she wanted to be able to do some fireworks, not on the 4th of July, and I said, well, it's against the law, so you'll have to talk to Brock about that. And she did, and got Brock to bring this bill, and I'm awful proud of her. So I'm mostly just her chauffeur to get her where she needs to be.
Wonderful. Welcome to our Capitol. If you'd stand by for questions, if there are any further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 161.
Morning, Madam Chairman.
Good morning.
Committee members, I'm Isaac Lauderell representing District 6, and I am the House prime sponsor on this legislation. We have passed out for you, starting at that end, which you can look down, just some notes that are written by the previous testifier in support of the bill and some thank you notes for its passage over in the Senate. And Senator Greenfield at this moment is in a different committee working on another bill, so I would just say that I can't add a lot to what the previous testimony has said, but a little background on the bill, that originally it was expanded to include sparklers, but there was testimony that those could be a little too dangerous in terms of fire hazard and so on, so there was an amendment, and the bill was restricted to just those fireworks which posed little to no fire hazard whatsoever. And so with that, I would stand by for questions and appreciate your consideration of the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 161. Proponent testimony. Seeing none, the chair will go now into opponent testimony on Senate Bill 161. Opponent testimony. Well, there's no need for a rebuttal. At this time, I'll open it up for committee questions. Representative Soley.
I'm not sure who wants to answer this, but I've been wondering since I read this what a single-shot parachute piece without a flare is.
Welcome back.
The single-shot parachutes without a flare, I don't know if you've seen them, but you light them off and they shoot wad up into the air and a parachute opens and it floats to the ground. And that's what we found our kids just have a ball with them. They run and chase them and it gets them outside. And without a flare, I mean, some of them you do at night and they burn on the way down. So those wouldn't be included in this.
Follow up?
Thank you. Making me want to do that right now.
Any further questions? Seeing no further questions from the committee, the chair now closes public hearing portion on Senate Bill 161 and opens it up for a committee discussion and or action. Representative Otten.
Move do pass.
Second.
It's been moved do pass Senate Bill 161 by Representative Otten, seconded by Representative Hawks. Any discussion, sir?
Yes, I'll be glad to see this bill pass so myself and my children could be in compliance when we shoot those parachutes off right now.
You do realize you're on a hot mic.
I do.
Any further discussion? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I thank you for bringing this bill and Hadley for taking the gumption to bring this to Brock and bring it through the process. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the question at hand is do pass on Senate Bill 161. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bruner. Craig is excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Rosem.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Soley.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
We have 12 yea, 0 nay, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 161, having received a majority of the vote from the members present, passes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Otten.
Move consent.
Does he have a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Otten, seconded by Representative Hawks. Senate Bill 161. Consent. Moves consent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay? Okay, so we will not move consent. Want to thank you very much for coming and testifying, Hadley. The chair will now open up discussion on Senate Bill 126. Senate Bill 126, proponent testimony. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. Michelle Harrison, District 23 Representative, Mobridge. This bill simply allows entities to consider adopting the updated version of the International Building Code. This bill comes about every third year to allow these updates. As always, the codes can be amended locally, and the update is not required. The vast majority of the changes in this update are to clarify provisions to make it more user-friendly and easier to understand for the designer, the contractor, and the code official. I urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on House Bill, Senate Bill 126. Welcome, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. I wish I could bring an adorable little child who is interested in the building codes up, but that's probably going to be a hard goal. We did ask Representative Harrison to carry this bill in for us. It's something that we come forward with about every third year and just simply ask to be considered, allowed to be considered the most recent changes to this code. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 126. Proponent testimony. Seeing none, the chair will now hear opponent testimony on Senate Bill 126. Opponent testimony, Senate Bill 126. Well, we'll waive the rebuttal at this time. I'll open it up for committee questions. Seeing no question, then the chair now closes the public hearing portion on Senate Bill 126 and opens it up for committee discussion and or action. Representative Heineman.
Move to pass.
Second. Does he have a second? Second. It's been moved by Representative Heineman, seconded by Representative Otten. Move to pass Senate Bill 126. Discussion.
Encourage your support.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the question at hand is move do pass on Senate Bill 126. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bruner.
Aye.
Craig is excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Quam.
Aye.
Rosem.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
12 yay, 0 nay, 1 excuse.
Senate Bill 126, having received a majority of the members present, passes.
Consent.
It's been moved consent by Representative Heineman. Does he have a... Okay. So we will pull that. Senate Bill 126, having a hearing, will move to the House floor. Before we close the meeting, I just would like to tell everybody we do not have any bills scheduled for Thursday. We cleaned this clock pretty well and very efficiently, and I want to thank the committee very much for its patience in the first year at the chair. And I want to say thank you to my right-hand man on my left and to the staff also for your wonderful keeping me in track. Any comments before we close the meeting? Seeing none, the chair will entertain a motion. It's been moved by Representative Soli, seconded by Representative Hawks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.